Hello, I'm Marzi Hashimi, news anchor for Press TV and journalist. I've taken a closer look at the death of Neda Agha-Sultan for many reasons. Being an American journalist right now based in Tehran, and being that this tragedy took place right here in Tehran, I felt that it was my responsibility to try to take a closer look at exactly what happened. This is a tragedy that took place in, of course, during the middle of the day in the streets of Tehran. Not only that situation, but also the sensationalism that followed it. I wanted to see exactly what was the reasons behind everything. Who killed Neda Agha-Sultan, and why the sensationalism that went all across the world? We have thousands of people that are killed every day in the world, and some of them caught on tape, but this was sent around the world very fast, and of course, major reactions. What exactly was going on? What exactly caused her murder? And what is behind it? These are just some of the questions that I try to take a look at in this documentary, Crossroads. I've done many different things. I've written articles for a variety of newspapers or magazines, and I have worked in television. I have one other person. Can you call? I have another person. I think that they just came.
A young woman's brutal murder.
Look at this girl. She's vomiting blood.
Was uploaded to the world.
You think to yourself, I could be her.
Tonight, the inside story of Neda Agha-Sultan's life.
Yeah, I try my best to do so because I come from a situation, being an African American.
A film would hats bezan che kasi baraye sham miayad.
The basic thing that we're looking at here is the exploitation, basically, of a woman, even in her death.
It's heartbreaking.
What else went through your mind? Nothing went through your mind. What else does she want to talk about? I said everything I know.
بلی من نمیدونستم که قرار چند نفر باشیم. من میگم منم.
Does it make a difference?
No.
Why did this have to happen? And this was the thing that got me into this project that I'm doing right now and working on exactly what happened.
When she was killed,
it's different when everyone is together. It's like a puzzle. But when you put, you have pieces that are separate, but when you put them together, you may see something totally different. Okay, please. Can you sit here? All right, thank you for coming. Do you, any of you know who he is? Well, when I first saw the footage of her lying down on the street, just as a woman, first of all, it was so frightening, so tough to deal with and to see that someone could be shot down in broad daylight. The first place to start is what we have, and what we basically have is the camera that was on the scene, or the people that were on the scene. So what I'm starting off is just going through the different files that we have in the internet, YouTube, or wherever I can get it, and looking at the pictures. But I believe that not just for Neda, but for the truth.
This is the hospital, I think. I think it's, they said it was near this hospital.
Okay. So that's, all right, that's Khosravi. Or maybe the person who took the shot, who actually killed her, might have been on the roof or a balcony to get a look at the alley. From their windows, it would really be good. And that day that she was walking, in the middle of the street when this happened. This is the alley right here. This is actually, according to all the information that I have, this is exactly where it happened. Somewhere right across here or right around here. This is the intersection though. This is Khosravi.
Over here, like, this would be the main street. Going
in that direction. Now, this coming down here is actually an alley. Walking here is actually, this is Netta and this is her music teacher walking in the street just prior to her being shot. And then we have other people who are standing by. And this is where she was killed, a little bit further up.
Ninja, ولی جلوتر. آقا سلطان دختر بسیار خوبی بود، شاگرد بسیار خوب، با استعداد، انسانی مثبت، مثبت اندیش.
تو در تاریک شب‌ها روشنایی، تو تقدیر منی، پایانم حساست، تو بی پایانی و بی انتهایی.
آخر ما ساعت 4 بعد از ظهر برای شرکت در تظاهرات به خیابون کارگر رفتیم و در ساعت 6:10 این اتفاق افتاد. یک بار رفتیم توی تظاهرات، بعد برگشتیم، راه ها بسته بود، مجددا رفتیم خیابون کارگر، مجبور شدیم که برای دفعه دوم برگردیم. دفعه دوم رفتیم یه نیم ساعتی بودیم. دفعه آخر که می‌خواستیم برگردیم سوار ماشین بشیم، در فاصله 50 متری اتومبیل یک تیر شلیک شد.
آرش حجازی، پزشکی که تلاش کرد یکی از کشته شدگان نارامی‌های اخیر تهران را از مرگ نجات دهد، در گفتگویی با بی بی سی از آخرین لحظات زندگی او گفت:
ما خیابون خسروی رو تا انتها رفتیم و رسیدیم به خیابون کارگر، جایی که مردم جمع شده بودند و چندی متر پایین‌تر، حدود 50 متر پایین‌تر، پلیس‌های ضد شورش با موتورسیکلت‌هاشون ایستاده بودن و مردم رو عقب می‌روندن. ندا هم در میان اون مردم بود. ما و می‌دیدیمش مرتب در تمام این مدت، ما ایشون رو می‌دیدیم.
How are you, استاد؟
How are you, سلام.
Good, سلام. I want today to go to caravan. Hello. How are you?
Salam. I'm Panahi. This is
Salam.
Maji, the light is very, it's a little. Okay. Do you recognize him? Did you recognize him?
من یک بار توی تلویزیون شما رو دیدم. چند روز بعدش.
What about استاد? Have you seen Mr. Akhundzadeh before?
نه، این دفعه اولی که من ایشون رو می‌بینم.
I want to look at a few pictures. This is a picture. Do you see anybody that you recognize? Do you know anyone?
این شما ایده؟ بله،
من
هستم. اینم که آقای جزیه. این هم آقای جزیه اینجا. پیرن سفید.
Get a closer picture.
خیابان خیلی شلوغ شده بود، ما دیدیم مردم زیاد وایسادن و دارن نگاه میکنن تای امیرآباد، توی این خیابان تای امیرآباد نگاه میکنن. خب ترافیک ماشین هم بود و ماشین ها وایساده بودن.
وقتی که ما به تقاطع صالحی و خسروی رسیدیم همه چیز آروم بود، فقط ترافیک بود.
ما تصمیم گرفتیم بریم ببینیم چیه.
Did you see people running over here?
سر مثلا صالحی نه، ولی قبلش که گفتم اونجایی که آتیش روشن بود. چرا
ما با هم دیگه رفتیم از همین کنار پیاده رو، اونجا وایساده بودیم. یه لحظه صدای دو تا فالت مثلا فشفشه بود، صدای دو تا مثلا ترقه بودی، همچین صدایی شنیدیم.
میگه شما در تمام مدت با هم که رفتین بیرون، همه مدت رو با هم دیگه نبودیم.
For how long did you not see him?
من وقتی که از روی ندا آقا سلطان بلند شد، من بهش گفتم چی شد؟ گفت دختر مردم رو کشتنش.